let us enter into the consciousness of the presence of love and friendship. Love animates me, and I am immersed in its glory. I know of the intimacy of my relationship with all living things. Love knows my face, and love smiles upon me. God, who is the Father of us all, brings us closely together, binding us one to another in love and in unity. As the Father hath loved me, so I continue in his love. I feel happily related to life and harmoniously adjusted to my fellow man everywhere. I cannot hurt another, grieve nor delay the progress of another. I have faith in myself and in the integrity of my own being. And because I have faith in myself, and because I am true to my divinity, I also have faith in the integrity and the divinity of all people. To have a friend, I must be a friend. Since I know of my unity with my fellow man, since I know that we are all part of the same life, the same God, the one Spirit, it is easy for me to see that everyone whom I meet must be a friend. I know that every person I meet has the same hopes that I have, the same desires and ambitions. All people are some part of one God. I am a friend to myself, to that true and high nature of God within me. I prepare for friendship by settling every dispute within myself, creating love and harmony toward all within my own heart. These mental convictions of love and peace within me must manifest to me as friendship, because love begets love. I give freely of myself, of the love and the friendship which is within me. I rely upon the love of God, which animates and unites all life, to heal all discord and misunderstanding, and to establish friendship and harmony in my own experience. Love draws me to itself. Love is.